patient is Mary Jane, last name Griggs, G-R-I-X, letter address to Dr. Brian Glenn. New Line, thanks for giving me the, Brian Glenn, MD. New Line, thanks for giving me the opportunity to evaluate your patient history. This is an 84-year-old Caucasian female with past medical history significant for a history of hypertension and hypothyroidism in addition to PIA. The patient is being evaluated for elevated B1 and creatinine and reviewing her previous records. The patient appears to have a baseline creatinine in the range of 1.3 for at least 1 year. The patient denies any dysuria or hematuria, past medical history, hypertension, hypothyroidism, DIA, hyperlipidemia, COPD, past surgical history, appendectomy, tonsillectomy, hysterectomy, gallbladder surgery, and cataract surgery. Allergies, no non-drug allergies, social history. She quit tobacco in 2012, in October 2012, 3 months ago. Neoline, review of system is negative. Blood pressure is 138 over 70. Neck is supple. She has no bruit. Heart normal per second half sound. She had a soft systolic murmur. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft. In her lungs, she has diminished injury with occasional wheeze. Abdomen is soft. Extremities, she has no edema. Period. Her creatinine is 1.2. BUN is 38. Electrolytes are normal. Assessment and plan number 1, CKD stage 3, secondary to hypertension slash ischemic nephropathy. I'd like to obtain ultrasound to assess her kidney size. Intact BTH and vitamin D25 will be evaluated as well. Period. Given her age, I don't want to embark on another workup. The ticker is that the patient did not have any proteinuria. New line. Number 2, hypertension, and I will monitor her blood pressure to assure a good control. Number 3, COPD. Number 4, history of TIA. Number 5, hypothyroidism. 6, hyperlipidemia. New line, the patient will be reevaluated with the result of the above test. New line, sincerely.